Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Scott?
I'm speaking.
Hey, Scott. This is David. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
That's perfect. First of all, I really do apologize for yesterday. I was so stuck and couldn't even find time to let you know. I'm really sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, so please tell me what's the problem with the first book. I have got your email.
I thought it was pretty clear in the emails on what the issue was.
Yep, I have shared the emails with the team. They are still looking and working how to fix the issues. And besides this, I wanted to ask, have you checked the reviews of the book 2 and book 3?
No, I haven't looked at book 2 and book 3. As far as I know, book 2 and book 3 manuscripts are just going to have to be replaced completely. But that's not the issue at the moment. The issue at the moment is I want Eddie, Brian, and Richard and other stories to be finished and up on both platforms. Now, I've approved everything. I went through everything and approved everything. So it's now apparently up and running on Amazon, but not on Barnes & Noble. And there are problems with what I discovered in doing in dealing with Barnes & Noble is that apparently only one manuscript was uploaded. It was uploaded with the wrong ISBN associated with it. And when I inquired with Barnes & Noble about changing it, they said you can't change it. And you have to use a different ISBN if you're going to publish a book on our platform, which isn't true. So now I have to deal with them and get that straightened out. Arts Archive Press owns the ISBN numbers. Therefore, the book has to appear with those numbers wherever it's published. Apparently, Barnes & Noble doesn't understand that.
I'm really sorry, I still have confusion. Please come again.
What's the confusion?
You cut off in between.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Did you hear anything I said about Barnes & Noble?
Yep, you're saying that they are saying that it's going to be on the same ISBN number, something like that.
No, that's not what I said. When I went up to Barnes & Noble and I looked at the paperback version,
mm-hmm.
Their listing is the wrong ISBN number. Their listing is a PDF ISBN number, which is not what we're publishing.
Okay.
The book that's associated with that file is the paperback with the correct ISBN number on the title page. On the legals page,
mm-hmm.
copyright page, I think is what. And the EPUB version on Barnes & Noble is the same text as the paperback version, which means that the copyright page has the ISBN for the paperback, not for the EPUB.
All right.
Which means that only one manuscript was uploaded.
Okay.
Not two. One. Two manuscripts needed to be uploaded for both of those platforms. One was a paperback version. One
mm-hmm.
was an EPUB version. They each have different ISBN numbers.
All right.
I contacted Barnes & Noble and said, how do I go about changing the ISBN number that you have listed on the site for the text? Because that ISBN number is incorrect.
Okay.
And I will read to you what they wrote back, because I have not, I've been busy with other stuff. I haven't drafted a response for those idiots.
So it's an issue from the Barnes & Noble site, right?
Yeah, there's an issue with what they have here. Let me just Barnes & Noble. Here we go. I wrote to them and I said, the wrong ISBN number is being shown in the detail page of a paperback book to be published on Barnes & Noble. How do I edit that number? The one showing on the Barnes BNN's detail sheet is, and I list the number, which is the correct ISBN, which is the PDF ISBN number. The correct ISBN for the paperback version of the book, Eddie, Brian, Richard, and Other Stories, is, and I listed what the paperback version is. And I, because I there's no chat with Barnes & Noble. You can only do it by email.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote back and they said, thank you for contacting BNN Press Service. Please be advised, once an ISBN has been entered, you will not be able to change it. If you would like to use a different ISBN, you will need to upload the title again with the new ISBN. The ISBN in the book is correct.
Mm-hmm.
The ISBN that was uploaded with the text is not correct.
Yes.
Please note, each BNN Press print book needs a new ISBN that has never been used on any other print platform. If your print book is currently available for purchase at BN.com or any other retail platform, you cannot use that same ISBN already used on Amazon, again, on the BNN Press print platform. You may elect to receive a free ISBN through BNN Press during your setup process, resulting in your publisher's name being designated as BNN Press, or you may want to purchase one of, on your own, which will enable you to set your own publisher's name, which is exactly what was done in the original manuscript that was uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
We hope this information is helpful and regret any inconvenience this has caused. This has caused huge inconvenience.
Okay, I think that, hi, David.
Yes, David.
I think, yeah, maybe it's not, for me it was not clear. ISBN numbers gives our archive, which is the publisher.
Publisher.
Right? And only this publisher could give ISBN numbers. On the first book, it was archive ISBN number, but Amazon gave its own ISBN number on one of the books, and that's the problem.
No, that's not the problem.
Oh, what is
that's
it?
Not the problem. So
but,
you're going to confuse
but
me.
But you want
no,
to remove
that's,
it.
No, no, that's not, that's
you
not the issue.
You explain to me like that. That
Let's not. Let's work it out. The issue is, on Amazon, Amazon, you know, there was a change in the direction things went. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, everybody started saying, well, you don't really need an ISBN for an EPUB.
Yep.
Okay, so, and Amazon assigns their own numbers for their own database. However,
mm-hmm.
they also include the ISBN, because the ISBN is a legal thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just say it doesn't exist. Well, guess what? An ISBN number has been issued for the EPUB versions of these books, which there's legal reasons for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That number appears in the text on all of the books. And there are different numbers depending upon which version and which book. The paperback has one ISBN. The EPUB has one ISBN. Those have all been issued, and my company, Arts Archive Press, owns all of those ISBNs.
Okay.
So Barnes & Noble Press has nothing to do with this.
Uh-huh, I
nothing.
Got it.
Anymore. And Amazon Press has nothing to do with this. Now, on the EPUB, they can use their own little number, but they cannot restrict the publication of that EPUB on any other platform, which they can do if you don't, if you don't have an assigned number and they assign the number. Then they can restrict you publishing that anywhere else. And we specifically did not want that them allow them or any other publisher to have exclusive publication rights for the books. Barnes & Noble clearly doesn't understand that. So now I have to go and I have to pull down those manuscripts from Barnes & Noble
mm-hmm.
and reload them and And I didn't, you know, it wasn't my mistake to give that. I was told by Sheldon Benjamin that in order to load a manuscript up to Barnes & Noble, it had to be a PDF format. That's what I was told. And I don't know if that, you know, ultimately I don't think that was correct information. But what I did then was I went to Boker's, I went to my account, and I issued a PDF ISBN for the paperback version of the book, for that paperback PDF, not being clear on what they were going to do. So apparently that got uploaded as a paperback. The paperback manuscript had the correct ISBN on the copyright page, but it was uploaded with an unnecessary PDF. You can't use that PDF ISBN on that book if it gets published through Barnes & Noble, because it's not a PDF publication. Mm-hmm. It's a paperback publication.
Got it.
So just on the face of it, that's wrong. So now I have to delete that and reload the whole thing so that Barnes & Noble gets the right ISBN number on it. Also, Barnes & Noble needs to be corrected on the fact that you do not use multiple ISBN numbers for the same book. They're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pain in the ass for me, because now I have to go through all of this problem, all to take care to correct all of the issues that these people have created. You understand my frustration?
So the main issue is the ISBN number of the paperback version of the Barnes & Noble, right?
And the EPUB version that's there,
yep,
is the paperback version,
exactly.
Not the EPUB version.
Yeah, on Barnes & Noble, right?
The manuscripts, this is the issue. The manuscripts of Barnes & Noble are not correct based on what Barnes & Noble is asking for. And for some reason, only one manuscript was uploaded from your company.
Uh-huh.
Not two manuscripts, one manuscript. The manuscript that was uploaded was the paperback manuscript, and it was being applied to both of the paperback and the EPUB versions. Well, that may all well be well and good if they're issuing the ISBN numbers, which they were not. That's not how it was set up. That's not the way it was supposed to be. That's why there are two manuscripts for the Brian and Richard, one with a paperback ISBN and the other with an EPUB ISBN in it. And it's finally, I went through and I made sure everything was correct on Amazon, and I approved it and said, go ahead, put it up for sale. So it should be up for sale now on Amazon. Both versions should be up with the correct ISBNs in them.
All right, so on Amazon, both versions of book one are good to go, right?
They should be out there already because I approved them.
All right.
They should both be for sale. I approved them earlier in the week.
All right. So for Barnes & Noble, are you going to deal with Barnes & Noble on yourself and then let us know?
Well, I don't. I think that's probably going to be the only way we can do this, because it hasn't been done correctly yet by your guys. I mean, this was supposed to have been done last fall. We're in March.
I'm really sorry for the inconvenience, Scott.
You know, the problem has been is there's too damn many cooks involved in this process. You're the third person that's been involved in this process, and nobody apparently was communicating clearly with anybody else. That Barnes & Noble's been a problem right from the get-go. But I think that ultimately it's going to be easier for me to fix it I'm more comfortable with me fixing it with them than letting your guys go in there and screw it up again. Because that's basically what happened. Somewhere between you telling them what to do and them doing it,
mm-hmm.
they didn't do it right. They didn't upload the correct manuscripts, or it, when they did upload the manuscripts, they didn't upload the correct manuscripts to the right place, or they didn't give them the right designation. Whatever the issue was, the mistake happened in the upload.
So you
understand my irritation about this? Here I am deep into something I didn't want to be this deep into.
Scott, I got your point. So what I'm going to do, I will have our team. I will discuss this with them, and we'll upload the manuscripts again from our side. And before uploading the manuscripts, I will share them with you. And after your approval, then we're going to upload it. Does that sound
okay?
Eddie,
Brian, and Richard are going to have to be taken down from Barnes & Noble. Because they've got the wrong ISBN listed on their listing. And I read you the email. All I wanted to do is to change on the paperback version, to change the listing that they're showing in their description for the ISBN, because they're showing a PDF ISBN, not a paperback ISBN. And they said, can't do that. Well, I can do that. It's not published yet. But for some reason, their system can't. If you hit the wrong key when you upload it, and it's literally the wrong ISBN, as far as Barnes & Noble is concerned, too bad. The only way you can fix it is to delete the entire process and start all over again. Does that make sense?
I got it.
How do you run a business like that? A typo. You can't fix a typo. You have to stop the whole project and start all over again. That's crazy.
Okay, David. We found out that Eddie, Brian, and Richard was not for sale. I don't know why.
It is now.
Now we were doing with Scott everything, trying, and that was for sale. And all that time since September, it was not for sale, absolutely. People couldn't buy the books. And what about these two books?
I have shared the previews with you, and I haven't got any feedback on those previews, so they are still on pending.
Previews? What does it mean?
Going up to, I looked at them. There's issues with those manuscripts as well. I told you that.
So what is the decision?
The thing is, as far as going through with the other two books, from my perspective,
uh-huh.
I want one book done correctly before I'm going to commit to do the other two to complete the other two.
Want those two.
All right, that totally makes sense.
It's not a big deal. It's almost it's in a year. In April will be a year. And Lisa said it
not
will be
those.
Published in 3 weeks. So I want this. What is the deal? I don't know. These two books, it can be at the same time. The right copy.
Yeah.
It's you, how you work, okay? And people work. There is a team.
Okay.
One is doing one job, the second. So what is the problem with those two books? Do you have correct copies of them?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He's got the previews are up there. He's waiting for approval on the previews. Right, the previews at Barnes & Noble, right? That's what you're talking about? And the previews at Amazon?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. So, yes, Scott, I do agree with you. Let's do this. Let's first publish the book one first. Then we will move towards the second book and then towards the third one so that the things are going to be in order. We don't miss out anything and don't mess up anything else.
Exactly. My concern, I don't want to go through what I'm going to, Eddie, Brian, and Richard on Barnes & Noble, still not right. And pushing on to the other two books when these things have not been straightened out, to me, seems like we're working at cross purposes. I want one of the books completely done and running on those sites. so that we know what's going on, and then address the other two books. Uh-huh. That's what I want to do. Now, Valentina doesn't seem to agree with me on that, but
the books were ready for publishing.
They were not ready
Sheldon
for
publishing. Sheldon said that in December the books were ready for publishing. What is the problem? Why are they not published yet?
Because they were not ready for publishing. That's why. They were not.
Why did he say?
I don't know why he said. We have to ask him why he said they were ready.
So,
they were not.
So have your connection with Sheldon to ask him about...
Let's just move forward from here.
I don't want to move forward. I'm sick and tired of all this problem, okay? So, do you have a connection with Sheldon to ask what the problem?
I'm sorry, Valentina. No, the Sheldon is no more working with us.
But he you said that he will come in January.
That's what he said, but now he's not working with us. He didn't come back.
So what is the destiny of the two books? When will they be published?
As Scott and I discussed, let's first publish book one, then we will move towards the second book, and then towards the third one. Because there, as Scott is saying, there are still issues, formatting issues, I guess, with the second and third book. So we are going to keep messing up all the process. Let's just proceed with book one first, publish it without any mistakes, and then we will move towards the next book.
Okay. It's such a long way. Mamma mia. I believe you that you're not happy too, because you are just the third person. But
yep, exactly. I was not here from the start, so I'm not aware of the whole situation, but still I'm trying my best to resolve the issue and publish the books as soon as possible.
So, don't take other books. Now, do with this book. Tomorrow is Saturday already.
Yep,
Tomorrow is Saturday, so there is no working day, and you didn't reply for 2 weeks. So, when will Monday will be okay to solve this Barnes & Noble problem?
Monday will be perfect. I will discuss this with the team on Monday. We are going to get the book one live on Amazon, and then we are going to unpublish the book from Barnes and Noble.
It is. Well, book one is live on Amazon. I completed it, and I approved it, and I published it. So it is up and available in both formats on Amazon, and has been this week.
All right. Perfect.
Barnes and Noble is where the problem is.
Let's do this on Monday.
I'll discuss this with the team, and then I will get back to you, and we are going to resolve this issue on Monday.
Okay, and then call immediately.
Sure,
okay?
I will give you a call on Monday after discussing this with the team, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, once again, Scott, I'm really sorry for the delay.
That's okay. We're going to get this thing done. I will keep you posted on what's happening with Barnes & Noble.
All right. Perfect.
I'm really irritated about that.
Perfect. So
part of the problem is they are the problem at this point.
Yep. I got it. So
okay.
We're going to solve this issue. Going to unpublish the book from Barnes & Noble and then upload the new files to get the issue resolved.
That's my goal. I'm going to step into it, and I'm going to try and work that out. So confer on Monday on next steps based on what I come up with over the next few days.
All right. Perfect, Scott.
Okay?
Okay, bye.
Yep, that's okay. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.